Republicans are making it hard for President Joe Biden's nominees to lead the Health and Human Services Agency and Department of Interior. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer had to force a vote to clear the way for a floor debate to confirm California's Attorney General Javier Becerra as Secretary of Health and Human Services. The vote was 51 yeas to 48 nays. Schumer spoke in favor of Becerra on the Senate floor.
He's a capable man. He's worked hard to make sure that people get health care. And some have said, well, he's not a doctor. Neither was the previous Trump nominee for HHS, who happened to be a pharmaceutical company executive. What would Americans prefer?
The Senate Finance Committee split along party lines, 14 to 14, earlier this month, with Republicans up in arms over Becerra's support for women's reproductive rights to an abortion. Many have called him an extreme left-wing ideologue. South Dakota's John Thune touted the party line on the Senate floor.
Javier Becerra is not a mainstream candidate. He's an extremist who has used the offices he has held to advance an aggressively pro-abortion agenda and to target religious liberty and freedom of conscience.
Republicans have also tried to thwart Biden's pick to lead the Department of Interior, Deb Haaland, framing her as a left-wing ideologue, too. As head of the Department of Interior, Haaland would oversee resource extraction and preservation of federal and tribal lands. Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming blocked immediate consideration of Haaland's nomination, citing her past statements against drilling on public land. Here's Loomis and John Barrasso, also of Wyoming.
As secretary, she will continue the job-killing anti-energy attack on Wyoming's livelihood that President Biden started during his first week in office.
In May of 2019, Representative Haaland said unequivocally in an interview with The Guardian, "I am wholeheartedly against fracking and drilling on public lands." On her campaign website, she stated she wanted to keep fossil fuels in the ground. In my opinion, and the opinion of my constituents, Mr. President, these views are extreme.
Last month, President Biden imposed a moratorium on new federal oil and gas leases. Oil from federal land makes up about a quarter of U.S. oil production, and taxes on energy infrastructure and production in Wyoming help bankroll schools, roads, and public services. Last year, the government sent some $457 million to Wyoming from gas and oil lease sales on U.S. lands in the state, second only to New Mexico, which Haaland represents in Congress. Despite Republican fears, the Energy Information Administration estimates Biden's moratorium would have no effect on the economy until the year 2022, and then it would be minuscule, maybe a 1% dip in production. That's less than 100,000 barrels of crude oil a day, and as of 2018, the nation produced an average of 11 million barrels of crude oil per day. But with Republicans like Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, Maine's Susan Collins, and possibly South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, Haaland is likely to lead the Department of Interior. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer urged his Republican colleagues to join him in making history, as she'd be the first Native American member of a presidential cabinet.
Under President Trump, the Department of Interior became one of the most scandal-riddled agencies in the history of the federal government. It gave oil and mining companies carte blanche to drill in wildlife reserves, rolled back environmental protections, and greatly undermined trust in the federal government and tribal lands. Rep. Haaland will move the department in a dramatically different direction. One of her most important responsibilities will be to restore and uphold the federal government's obligation to sovereign tribal nations. I cannot think of a better candidate to take on this job than Rep. Haaland, and I greatly look forward to confirming her. It will be historic.
The Senate is set to vote on whether to confirm Haaland on Monday. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.